Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Officials in Cameroon say Boko Haram militants abducted at least 60 people in a cross-border raid from Nigeria. Government spokesman says three people were killed and 80 homes destroyed in the Sunday raid, which targeted villages in Cameroon's far north region. The Lebanese Shiite group Hezbollah says five of its fighters have been killed by an Israeli airstrike in the Syrian sector of the Golan Heights. The Israeli army declined comment, but sources in the Mideast say an Israeli helicopter fired two missiles Sunday close to the line which divides a Syrian part of the Golan Heights from the Israeli-occupied sector. News agencies report among those killed was a Hezbollah commander responsible for Syrian and Iraqi operations. Israel says it broke up an Islamic State cell in the occupied West Bank and charged seven Arabs with terrorism-related offenses. The Israeli domestic intelligence agency Shin Bet says it arrested the suspects in November and December, but information about the case was kept under a gag order until an indictment was issued Sunday. Authorities say the Israeli Arabs were planning to carry out attacks in Israel and to target Druze Israelis before eventually fighting in Syria. The Islamic State group released at least 200 Yazidis after 5 months of captivity in Iraq. Officials say almost all of those released Saturday were elderly or sick, including several children. The unidentified man says several of his group are still being held captive, and they do not know the whereabouts of the remaining people and children. Islamic State fighters attacked the Yazidis in August. They forced thousands of them to flee to Sinjar Mountain. This is VOA News. The military of Libya's internationally recognized government agreed to a ceasefire 2 days after militias in the country signed on to a UN-mediated truce. The embattled factions that have divided the country are preparing to resume talks in Geneva in the coming days. Two governments operating from different cities have been fighting for control of Libya since former dictator Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown 3 years ago. Much of Europe remains tense and on high alert as Belgium's justice minister says the alleged mastermind in last week's foiled terror attack remains at large. Cohen Geen says the suspect was not among four people arrested in Greece, where he is believed to have fled. Belgian media have named the wanted mastermind of the plot as Abdelhamid Abaoud. He is suspected of leading an Islamic extremist cell in the eastern town of Verviers. Authorities say the cell was about to launch a major terrorist attack on police targets before officers raided their hideout last Thursday, killing two in a fierce gun battle. French authorities say the two brothers in the Charlie Hebdo massacre who were killed by police have been buried in secret unmarked graves in France. Thousands displaced by floods in southern Malawi have sought shelter at a camp set up by aid agencies, while thousands more are still stranded without any help as rains continue to hamper rescue efforts led by the country's army. Martin Mwali is a Malawi Red Cross official.
We have registered almost 5,040 people which are residing here at the camp, and we are still waiting to receive many from different areas.
Flash flooding caused by days of torrential rain have swept away roads and bridges, destroyed thousands of hectares of crops, and raised fears of a cholera outbreak. The Weather Service is warning of more heavy rain in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Russian reports say Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko rejected a peace plan sent to him in a letter from Russian President Vladimir Putin. The plan calls on Ukraine's military and the separatists to immediately pull back their heavy weapons to the line spelled out in a September ceasefire. The Ukrainian president spent Sunday addressing thousands of marchers in Kiev. They are paying tribute to the 13 people killed last week when a shell hit their bus near a town about 60 kilometers southwest of Donetsk. The U.S. Secret Service says multiple gunshots were fired from a vehicle passing near the Delaware home of U.S. Vice President Joe Biden on Saturday night. The shots were fired from a public road outside his home security perimeter. Authorities are looking to see whether any of the rounds hit the Biden home or any nearby residences. Vice President Biden and his wife Jill were not at home when the shooting took place. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.